the people of this generation was not a test to the people of generations far back. If the light which now shines upon us in regard to the Sabbath of the fourth commandment had been given to the generations of the past, God would have held them accountable for that light. We are accountable only for the light that shines upon us. The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus are testing us. If we are faithful and obedient, God will delight in us and bless us as his own chosen peculiar people. When perfect faith and perfect love and obedience abound, working in the hearts of those who are Christ's followers, they will have a powerful influence. Light will emanate from them, dispelling the darkness around them, refining and elevating all who come within a sphere of their influence, and bringing to a knowledge of the truth all who are willing to be enlightened and to follow in the humble path of obedience. Great blessings are promised to those who keep God's Sabbath. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, God says, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, and the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now I started this presentation referring to my wife and I coming into contact with some elderly Seventh-day Adventist people. I just thought about this as we were reading this. And they confronted us with Sabbath, and we were getting ready to join a Sunday church. And they gave us enough information that I spent the night before we were going to join that Sunday church way into the night studying, because I could see the Bible upheld Sabbath. And I didn't know what to do, and I prayed to the Lord. I said, you got to help me on this one, because this happened really fast for us. And it was a long, sincere prayer, and I opened the Bible at random, as you sometimes do, and I knew that there was three chapters that he was giving me, and it was Isaiah 56, 57, and 58. This promise that she just closed with. And we never went back to that Sunday church, and later on we joined the Adventist church. And brothers and sisters, the Sabbath Sunday issue is what's going to be the test for the world in our day. We're the first tested by it because we're Seventh-day Adventists and we have no excuse if we don't understand it. We're judged by the light we could have had we applied ourselves. But brothers and sisters, there's special truths given for each generation. And 300 years ago, Sabbath Sunday was not a special truth. The Sunday law that's coming ahead is a special truth for this generation, for those people outside of Adventism. But it's not the special truth for us. The special truth for us is that if we're going to be among those who our sins are blotted out,